Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thank you, TJ. Not sure if he'll rejoin us next Friday or not. He may still be drunk and drying out from summer, but we'll see. David, some tickets. It's been a big summer for the big man.
I thought you were going to say like from some golf outing.
No, from summer. General life the last 90 days. Big man's been having a big time. David, go ahead, buddy.
He knows football. He just doesn't know teamwork or team foundation. He's been that way since he was a player. He will never change.
See, this is the problem I have is people automatically assume, well, he's a former player. He knows football. Hold on. Coaching and knowing your role as a Hall of Fame corner are two completely different things. Just because you know scheme and you know how to play the position doesn't mean you understand implementation. It doesn't mean, like, do I believe Deion's on the headset, calling plays, whiteboarding things? Absolutely not, I do not. I just think because you're an ex-player, it doesn't mean you're a great coach. It just doesn't translate. Oftentimes, the guys who are average-ass players the end up riders. Being great coaches.
Yeah. No, because great... Because players who are great expect everybody to be great, and they can't understand what it means to coach somebody up.
It's like, case in point, Dan Campbell was an average NFL tight end, and I liked him as a Giant. I know he was here for the 0-16. Dan Campbell wasn't some great player. Dan Campbell's a great coach.
Right, but it's why you see, like, especially in basketball, you would see, like, the Larry Birds, the Isaiah Thomases, the Magic, like, what do you mean you can't do a behind-the-back bounce pass all the way and lay it up off the glass? That's easy. I did that in third grade. Magic, we're all not like you. So, yes, because you understand the grind. You understand what it takes to put in a little extra effort just to be good. So you know how to push people. But when you're Ake, you were Deion. They didn't throw it at your field. Then it's your side of the field because you were so good. I mean, I remember watching the Cowboy Monday night game when he single-handedly scored like 3 touchdowns, a punt return, and pick 6, and I think another, and a kickoff return. Like, just don't throw the ball to Deion. Don't give the ball to Deion. But as a coach, oh.
No, and that's my point. I don't see what he's doing that's likable right now. But if you do like him, don't be afraid to call. I just don't understand what you like. David, go ahead.
Hey, guys, local CU grad, and I hate what Deion's turned our program into. Want the team to do well, but Deion ain't it. That is Peter from Sterling Heights.
A little local Buffs flavor. All right, let's go to the people, see what they got to say. We'll lead off with Tony today, 97.1. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tony. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I have a quick comment and 2 quick questions. Mm-hmm. My comment is just an observation. It seems like you guys, more so Rico, have a problem with the way Deion's going about coaching just because he's doing it in a non-traditional way. He's doing it in his way, in the way that was successful for him at Jackson State, in a way where he got a 1 an 11 program that hadn't been relevant in 30 years, and he decided to do it a certain way. It hasn't been successful yet, but he's in the first, he's in the second year of a 5-year contract. That's my observation.
He didn't throw everybody under the bus when he got to Jackson State because his son was getting hit too many times. He didn't turn into a spectacle. I actually liked him and what he did at Jackson State. What he's doing at Colorado is not the same thing, Tony. It is.
If you followed him from the beginning, it kind of is.
No, he was a humble man. No, Tony, he was a humble man when he went out to talk. And I was just like, okay, I think Deion's going to be successful. There is nothing humble about this man in Colorado.
Okay, Rico, if you say so. Okay.
Whoa. Tony. What part of Deion, I'm sorry, call me Coach Prime, is humble?
Rico, you don't remember when he's at Jackson State?
Tony, I asked you a question. In Colorado, what part of him is humble?
None of them. He's never been humble at any point of his life. But let me get to these two quick questions to you guys, please. One.
No, Tony, I really feel like you're dancing around something. I want you to say what you really want to say.
Not at all. I'm just trying to get it all real quick before you hang up.
Tony, I'll take you to 6.
Deion Sanders has been the same Deion Sanders, confident, brash talking coach as he was as a player. He's been that way. He's even said it in interviews. That's just part of his nature. You either like it or you don't. So far throughout his life, he's won at it. That was his first, last year was his first losing season, and it actually was better than the previous season. But okay, getting on to my question to you two. One, if Michigan State played Colorado right now, who would be favored? And two, what would be a good season win and losses for Colorado to change your mind about them?
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think making a bowl. Well, am I allowed to answer? I know you and Rico were doing your thing. Honestly, Tony, I think if he made a bowl, and I think if we could chill on the banning of reporters, throwing coaches or teammates under a bus because you don't like that your son got hit. I don't know. I don't want to read any more stories about player mistreatment. And I think if you could just go 6-6, yeah, and that's all.
I would say, yeah, make a bowl game. And Tony, going back, which I don't recall him walking into Jackson State saying, I'm bringing my own players and I got Louis luggage. And I don't recall those statements.
Who would be favored between Michigan State and Colorado? I mean, if the game was at Colorado, them. If the game's at Spartan Stadium, us. If the game's on a neutral field, damn near close to a pick. They're two teams that are going to struggle to make a bowl game. They're kind of similar.
I just wanted Tony to say what he really wanted to say.
Well, hit the off-ramp for a second. What the hell did you think he wanted to say that he didn't say?
Well, the fact that, you know, he was surprised that I was not supporting Deion because Deion's a black coach, so I'm supposed to support all black coaches, is what Tony really was dancing around.
Gotcha.
That's why he left you out of it, because
oh, that's cool.
You're the devil. You're supposed to root against black coaches.
Wait a second. What? That's... Oh. Why do I feel like I just got hit with a dodgeball? What the hell, man?
So, no, that's why I was like, just say it. Go ahead. Get it out. But, no. When he got to Jackson State,
a year ago, before all the nonsense started, I was like, you know, if Norvell doesn't get it right at FSU, get me Coach Prime at Florida State.
That's where I thought he was going. I'm like, okay.
I don't have to like what he does. Like, I hate plenty of coaches, white and black. Ah, that's okay. I didn't realize that's what you. All righty. 248-539.
Whenever they exclude you from the conversation, that's how I. David, I'll ask you.
I do think he was leaning in that direction. Yes.
Yeah, I felt like Dan Campbell. Say it.
Say it. Oh, what he did to Cookies.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff out in Lake Orion. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Excellent. Hey. What do you got?
So here's the deal. I'm 50 years old. Deion, in my opinion, is by far the best quarterback or defensive back to ever step on the field. And he was a big Lions fan. We had nothing to, you know, root for. So anyways, him shutting down reporters, banning reporters, his immature, rude, childish behavior, it's all because of his son. Now, I have five kids, so I get that, you know, you want to be Papa Bear and protect your kid and all that. His son's not that good. He'll be a practice squad quarterback in the NFL at best. And this is the same concept as Bronny James.
Hold on, just one second. You can't say he'll be a practice squatter when he's projected to be a top 10 pick. I want to be fair about it. If you think he'll flame out in the league, that's fine. Mike,
the reason why he's projected to be who he is because his last name is Sanders.
All right, I disagree with that, but that's fine. You can get to the rest of the point. NFL people are not going to put a bullet in their career just because it's Deion's kid, but that's fine.
That's a difference of opinion. We'll go with that. That's
no fine. Problem.
But this is the same concept, and not to bring Bronny James into this, he doesn't belong in the NBA. And the only reason why he's in the NBA is because his last name is James. The hypocrisy of it all.
I think Shador's a little better than Bronny James.
Look, Jeff, here's the one thing I'll say. The Bronny thing, there's no disagreement. You're right. He's short. He's not a particularly good shooter. He only averaged 3 points a game. Shador Sanders took over a team who had the worst offensive line I've ever seen in modern Division I history. I mean that, no hyperbole. It was an offensive line that if I designed one to fail, it wouldn't be as bad as that. And he did... That kid is tough as nails. He throws an incredible deep ball. He has ability. Now, I don't think he's earned the right to pull a Manning and say, well, I'm only going to play for three teams. But to say, well, he's a practice squatter, I think that's equally disingenuous. I think you're making a false equivalency there. I have to stick up for Shador and Deion in that regard. Me. You don't have to agree. I'm just telling you. Like, NFL people aren't going to go, oh, boy, I'm going to take him number three overall because it's Deion's kid. You worked 30 years of your life to throw it away? No, he's projected there because, frankly, A, I don't think it's a good quarterback class. You know who else is overrated in this class? Quinn Ewers. But he's there because he really has a lot of talent. The problem is he never should have gone and played for his father. That's the problem. Shador should have gone to a different program to be held to a different accountability, to play in a real infrastructure. I just don't think it was in his best interest to go play for his dad. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And the only thing I don't like is it's almost like he was instructed, take the sack, don't throw incomplete passes, don't throw interceptions, keep your numbers high. And they're artificially there. Whereas, you know, instead of just, all right, go make a play, do something. No, I'll just take this 15-yard sack.
Like, I want it to work for Deion, whether I like the way he's acting or not, whether I like the things I read about his program or not. I want it to work because he is different. I get bored of standardized college coaches, but I don't think different has to mean wacky. I don't think different has to.
You don't want to become a caricature of yourself, because I felt like in the end, Harbaugh wasn't the same guy. Like, he became this image, and he wasn't what he was when he first got there. And it was just like, because he believed and he heard so much stuff. And now, like you say, Coach Prime with the hat and the glasses indoors, it's like, Deion, what happened, man? I remember when you was just Deion. Like, what happened?
I loved, there were so many speeches he gave at Jackson State. I mean, there was one famous one where he's just, someone's phone went off and he went crazy. It was like ultimate accountability, respect. I look, he can turn this thing around. It's more the off-the-field stuff that's starting to irk me. I never expected him to go to Colorado and have a great year last year.
The biggest thing, the one that got me initially was like, whoa, did that just, when he walked in and basically told everybody, you can leave. You can leave. I got my own luggage and it's Louis, so you guys could all hit the bricks and go. Like, you could have did that behind closed doors. You didn't need cameras there to show you embarrassing these young men who were here before you. If you don't think that they're any good, then just say, I don't think you're going to work out with this team. But when I saw that, I was like, whoa, that's not the same coach that left Jackson State.
248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls about it. If you're just tuning in, it's simple. Love him or hate him. It's Deion Sanders. It's year two of Colorado. 8 o'clock on ESPN. I'm watching. You're watching. Just trying to see where you're at with it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.